There you are. All right, now I have us. We are on the screen. Let's see if we have anyone else in. I still show one person.
And I still don't see. I don't know. I have my doubts.
Oh, you know what? I know what it is. Remember when we were doing the testing? I made it unlisted. That's why.
Oh, well, so much for the
well, it'll
countdown timer.
Well, it'll show up in the rebroadcast. Okay, so I just made that public. So let's see if it changes real time.
Yeah. So I thought what would be cool, what's cool about the countdown timer is it's going. Meanwhile, we can be, you know,
right,
setting up and verifying everything's working, and then boom, go right into it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next time. Yeah, now I got the notification.
Okay.
So no one was watching.
Yep. All right. Let's do this. Put you there. Okay. All right. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Just don't see anybody in there yet, but... So you see it, Marty, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I got it now.
All right.
So my instinct was correct.
Mm-hmm. I forgot it keeps your, you know, whatever your last setting is, your live stream, it keeps that until the next time, so. All right. Someone else is in here, Derek. All right. Hey, Derek, how do we sound? Hopefully much better than last time.
Yes, hopefully much better. Although I have a cold, so my voice is going to sound deep.
Deep.
I posted a couple announcements to Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I saw your notes. You got a lot going on, a lot more than me, it looks like.
Well, just trying to come up with stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, both good to go. Okay, so they can hear us well, Marty. That's good.
All right, fantastic.
Well, welcome, everybody. Marty and I did some homework since the last episode to get our audio problems worked out, and it seems like we are finally successful getting some clean audio, so it should be a better experience this time.
Mostly Duff, although I have to wear this dorky headset.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer not to wear it, but oh well.
Well, I wonder if you if it has to do with the quality of the lavalier mic that you had, or I don't know.
Yeah, I might do some testing. I thought I did testing, and it sounded good to me, but we'll go with this for a while. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay. Cool. Hey, Benjamin. How you doing?
So, how's your Sunday?
Still very hot and humid in Florida. It was 93 degrees, I think, this afternoon at some point. I'm waiting for it to get a little bit cooler. I'm kind of getting sick of it.
Wow.
It's too damn
mid-October.
Hot. Mid-October. I mean, usually mid-October is when we get our first cool front of the year, so I'm hoping that we still get one sometime this month, but there's nothing on the forecast yet.
Well, we had our first rain. Rain Friday night and yesterday.
Oh, good.
Kind of a bummer, though. I'd prefer not. I'd prefer if it never rained here, but.
Well, how do you water things, man?
you pay the water bill.
Oh, okay. Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, your water bill is pretty low, probably, huh?
Well, I have a well, so.
Oh, you don't know how much I pay for my water?
How much?
About $200 a month.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, I had no idea. I mean, I knew water was a rare commodity out there, but I had no idea that it was that expensive. That's like my electric bill. That's crazy. Well,
my electric bill in the summer is about $700-800.
No way. Are you serious?
California is very expensive. It's I pay on average about 25 cents a kilowatt hour, if you know what a
Yeah.
That's pretty high, probably compared to what you pay on.
Yeah, I'd look it up, but it's a lot less. I oh my.
Yours is probably closer to a dime, I bet.
It might be less than a dime, actually. Seven or $800 a month for electric?
In the summer when we're running air conditioning.
Yeah. Wow.
And then the
Wow.
water, because it doesn't rain. And actually, I'm about ready to switch over to the winter cycle watering. So I cut my watering about in half because it's not as hot, and we do get some rain. And a couple months I can get away with much smaller water bills. But yeah, it's expensive to
I had no idea utilities are so expensive in
live
California. Wow.
here.
That's pretty crazy.
Plus, we get to pay, I think, one of the highest income taxes.
Oh.
It's up to like 13% now, depending on kind of where you live.
The state income tax is 13%?
Yeah, and our state the
Wow.
sales tax is over 10%. So
Wow.
we're getting t it's expensive to live here, man.
Are you aware that Florida has no state income tax?
I
Okay.
am.
And the sales tax rate is 6% here. So, wow.
Yeah, and
That's
then your electric bills are almost nothing. You
compared
don't
to
have to
Europe, yeah.
worry about water. So
Wow. Yeah.
the only, but you do have to put up with 90% humidity and
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
high temperatures.
And
So
hurricanes.
and
I
hurricanes.
mean, you saw some of those pictures from Michael and a video from Michael.
Yeah.
It looks like a tornado went through there, not a hurricane. It was just incredible.
I know. It's
Incredible.
fortunately where you live, you're probably least likely to be affected by a hurricane. Yeah, I mean on average, right?
Well,
Naples.
we had Irma last year. Since I've lived here, we've had two direct hits. We had Wilma in 2005 and then Irma last year. But evidently, the problem with Michael was that hit an area up there that's a lot of old construction. Because ever since Hurricane Andrew, they increased the building codes in Florida dramatically. All kinds of strengthenings required now with new buildings. But a lot of the stuff up in that area is very old and was not up to code, and that's why it just got demolished. So it'll be better next time around, but that's really unfortunate. No, Derek, I don't have solar. Something I'm considering down the road, but I do not have solar currently.
Yeah, I'm not big on the looks,
Yeah.
and then there's not much subsidies anymore,
Oh, so
so
you're not looking for the Tesla solar roof tiles?
no.
No. I saw a couple in test installations in California, I think of that.
They have. There's a little strip mall about half a mile from where I live, where they installed a row. Probably looked like, I don't know. Looks like a dozen charging stations for Tesla cars. What's funny is it says only for customers of the name of the strip mall, right? And this is like a tiny strip mall with about two or three stores in it. It's
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't know. It's got to be some state subsidized fiasco where they're paying God knows how much money to install the Tesla charging stations. But
Yeah, I wonder what kind of arrangement they have. I guess maybe they figure that's some way to pull customers in to have charging stations, at their facility.
yeah, but trust me, if you saw this strip mall, people, you know how much your Tesla costs? The
Yeah.
people who are going to
They're not at the strip mall.
No. So I don't know how that works.
Did you see a bunch of cars charging there?
I've never seen one charged there yet,
Oh, okay.
but they're there labeled Tesla, and it's got to cost a pretty penny to install those things.
So Derek says 80K for a Model 3 for unlimited charge. Yeah, because I know that they cha part of buying a Tesla used to be unlimited charging at all their supercharger facilities, but now they've changed that.
Oh.
So I don't know what they're, I don't know what they charge for unlimited charging now at this point, like how much extra that costs.
You got to do the math. I'm sure it comes out in their favor,
No, I'm sure it does.
though.
No, I'm sure it does. So okay, we got double digit people in here, Marty. Now we got 10.
All right.
So
cool.
Let's see. What do we want to talk about?
Well, let's see. Well, I saw your swamp ride actually about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, that was that didn't go as I expected. It evidently. There haven't been a lot of people going through that area lately, and it was just a mess. I mean, I got about a half mile in, and I had waist-high grass and a little path like this to be able to ride on. And then what was happening is you have these gullies that were just like bogs, you know, like mud bogs, and it wasn't enjoyable. But yeah. I did get to at least test 18 out in that terrain, and yeah, it felt good. It felt really good. You know, the 18-inch wheel handled the bumps and irregularities, no problem. So it performed well, and hopefully in the winter I'll get to go a little bit further in.
No crocodiles. I would that conditions look perfect for crocodiles, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, it's weird. Like actually, when it's hot out, they stay in the water to stay cool. You see them much more in the winter. They come out because they're cold-blooded animals, and they want to heat up in the winter when it's actually chilly, and that's why they come out. So otherwise, they stay in the water to stay cool.
But if the water is high, maybe, I don't know.
Well, it's a lot easier for them to get up on the bank, for sure. If I would have went deeper, if I would have went deeper, I would have seen some, I'm sure.
Should have gone deeper, Duff. We want to see, you know what your ratings would be if alligator attacked you like a dog attacks my wheel, you know?
That would be good.
That man, you'd really up your subscriptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I got a plan for that next time. I'll tie a piece of chicken to my leg or something, you know?
Yeah.
That worked out really well.
With a quick disconnect, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So did you ride, was that today that you rode?
That was today.
That was today. Okay.
Yeah. I got to ride today and yesterday. Rode my M10-3 yesterday for the first time in quite a long time. Which is always fun.
I pushed out just, I don't know, within an hour of our get-together here, I pushed out a video I shot yesterday. Unfortunately, you know, I promoted our meetup, but I didn't post it till about an hour ago.
Oh, okay.
It's a 360 video.
Oh, I did see that in my list, yeah. I didn't get to watch it, but I did see it.
It's my first... I mean, I've posted videos with my 360 camera, but they're not 360 videos.
Mm-hmm.
This is an actual 360 video. So the first time I did that, and it just took a while to figure it all out. You have to, besides generating the video, then you have to pass it through a utility application that sets the metadata so that YouTube knows it's a 360, and then they process it differently. And it's actually, I don't think it's very enjoyable on a desktop because the kind of resolution really gets chomped on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as bad when I look at it here, but once it's gone through the YouTube processing and for everything, it's not too great. But if you actually look at it on a phone, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And with the phone, you can, you know, just turn the phone, right? Like if you're on a chair, you can go like this,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, swipe it with your finger. And,
yep.
And, do you have Google Cardboard?
No.
Hey, you gotta get one. It's like $10.
Yeah. You just put your phone in there, right?
And it works great. I tried that too, of course. I was curious how it looked. Then the resolution is about chopped in half because it's broadcast the same image in each eye for the cardboard. But it's kind of cool. You just put up here and you can look around. It's kind of a fun way to revisit, just for myself only, to revisit rides. So I think I'm going to shoot more or publish more 360s. I'm probably going to publish a regular video, and then I'll publish a 360 version of that just for, there might be one or two other people that might want to watch it that way.
Well, I saw that you posted some, I don't remember where I read it, maybe on the forums, where you were saying how, I guess at first, that the editing software seemed a little weird for the 360, but then you kind of figured it out. And I was curious, like, how long does it take to process a full 360 video?
Okay, so this is with the Insta360.
Right.
Which is, I think, arguably is the best software of all the 360 cameras. And I think that's why they've been doing so good, is and it's kind of really geared towards iOS users. You can process the video on my Android phone, but oh man,
on your phone.
Oh, it's meant to be done on your phone, actually.
And it stores the file on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Here's the camera.
Yeah.
And you, I just turned it on by accident. And you just plug it into the top of your let's get this connector. This is a little connector. Plugs into the top of your phone, mm-hmm. and then transfers the. You can either process them directly on the camera, or you transfer them to your phone and then process them there.
That's interesting.
But when they came out with the camera, it was for the iOS users only. Android came out, I think, a few months later, mm-hmm. and clearly they're developing for Apple first, and then they add Android, and the desktop for PC just sucks. It doesn't have the features that
really
the phone has, and I have an iPad Pro. Mm-hmm. And it's top line iPad,
yeah.
And so I plug that directly into there, and that generates the videos in real time. It's pretty impressive. So, in other words, 5 minutes of video takes roughly 5 minutes to generate the video.
So the actual camera itself is not doing any. It doesn't stitch the video together. That's the software that is doing that after the fact.
I believe so.
Oh wow!
But it's really fast, and let's say this were my iPad. There's a mode that's called Free Capture with this software. It works really cool. You start the video, and you press a particular button on the screen, and then you just shift your phone to see the view that you want the person to see.
Oh, that's how you do that. Okay.
So it's super fast. So I'm looking like this. As I'm going down the road and I'm passing by some people, and I want the video to pivot to follow the people. Then I just go like this. So there's no editing where you have to be pressing buttons on the screen and doing stuff like that. You can do it all just like I showed you.
Is that the only way to do that, though? The what you just described, how you're just picking what shot you want, you have to do that part of it on your phone, or you can do that on the PC as well?
No. You can't do any of this on the PC.
Okay.
Realistically, it's really bad. Trust me.
Okay.
But on the iPad or your phone, you can do it without using that motion. You can also just use your finger to click on sections of the video and tell it to rotate, and but it still takes a lot longer than just doing this.
You see, I'm really surprised I can do that on the phone, because I would just think that would just be incredibly processor intensive, and I'm surprised that a phone can do that. That's pretty amazing.
Well, the iPad does it, and I'm pretty sure the new iPhones, the high end iPhones, can do it. Hmm. But like my Android, which is probably a 2-year-old type phone, and it's not even a top of the line phone. It's a Moto phone or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was going like 1% every 10 minutes. It'd increment 1%. It was pretty bad.
Oh, wow.
I had to cancel it.
Mm. Hmm.
So yeah.
So that video you posted today, it was like over 30 minutes long. That didn't take hours and hours and hours to process.
No, it took longer this time because I I'm kind of big on audio quality, so I actually record the audio on a separate device, and then I sync the audio to the video.
Oh.
And unfortunately, right now, I don't have the nicer audio recorder, so I have to sync multiple times for every video segment I do, and it's kind of a pain. So it took me longer than it should.
Oh, so you have like one of those standalone audio recorders? I've seen them. I didn't know you did that.
Huh. Well, I've been doing it last month or two periodically on some of my videos. If you ever see any of my videos where the audio sounds like super nice, like mm-hmm. you don't hear a lot of wind noise and it's really loud, mm-hmm. that's recorded on a separate channel, and then I sync it.
See, I thought you were using your lavalier mic or your lavalier mic plugged into your Sony, because that has a mic in jack, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's what I thought you were doing for your audio.
For some of them, okay. And like for some of the 360s, the newer ones, I'm syncing.
Okay.
But I got to get a better recorder. I'm going to get what Eddie Moy uses. He does the same thing. He records separately with a lapel mic and then syncs it.
Okay.
So you get really nice quality.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, yeah. So your swamp ride. Yeah, I saw your M10-3. Yeah, that was yesterday. Good to see you enjoying that and still.
But it's funny. It was. It really felt. A little bit awkward, you know, because when I was riding the M10-3 a lot shortly after I got it, you know, I got like, you know, backwards and turning backwards and 360s, it almost got to feel automatic, and it did not feel right. Automatic for a while. You know, it got better at the end, but just felt a little bit weird. It was great.
Well, you really just need to be practicing in the house, which you can do with the M10-3.
You can. That's true. But Cindy banned me from practicing
really?
Electric devices inside the house, yeah. Yes. Oh, and I saw this in your list, Marty. So you actually, you're thinking about getting InMotion hover shoes? Really?
Oh.
Are you going to get the Segway go-kart, too?
No, I'm not going to get that. So... last weekend, I was at this event called Recharge. Mm-hmm. It's a local community. One of the guys joined the forum, publicized it, and decided I'd go to it. There were a couple other riders that I know who were going to go to this, too. It's kind of like a get-together of all things electric. There were one wheels. So I put out a video last week. It was a... taken with my new 360 camera. Mm-hmm. So it's got a bunch of these guys. There were three or four one wheels. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that video.
It's kind of funny. These are the kind of things that you can catch with the 360 camera that you might not catch otherwise. Near the beginning of the video, when we all start riding, three of the one wheel guys go off the side and to tackle some dirt and stuff, because that's what they like to do, right? And
yep.
So one guy comes off the sidewalk and into some dirt, and I guess the one wheel didn't like it so much, and it stops, and he goes like rolls over.
It nosedived?
But since I had my 360, I was able to spot that, so I focused on that when that happened.
Oh, that's so cool. I got to check that video out.
That was funny. So we were riding... So there are some electric skateboards, one wheels, and EUCs. I think there are five or six EUCs. So one of them is Jeffrey, his last name is escaping me right now, but he's an InMotion rep, and he was one that got me the... Pretty sure he got me the V10F to try. So we were talking inside baseball and, you know, how's all the fire protection stuff going on with the V10 and everything. And somehow we started talking about the those, I what are they called?
Hover shoes.
Hover shoes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like Ninebot has those.
Same
or
thing.
Segway, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And he was just telling me that InMotion, they had the first ones.
Really?
And then Ninebot, you know, copied them.
And there's like a third-party knockoff version, too, I've seen. I don't remember the name of them, but yeah. There's other companies.
So, so we were just talking, and I was saying, you gotta do a... Or maybe he might even suggest that, you know, send me a pair when you get some. I'll do a range test with him. And
yeah, where are you going to ride on the road?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll find a place to ride. But I'd take him into some local shopping malls too. I think those things are just like Eddie.
Yeah,
remember he took
Home Depot took him into, and grocery store. Yeah, sure. Why not? And with your 360 camera and 10-foot selfie stick.
I might not take the 10-foot selfie stick with me, but
that would be good.
So yeah, if he said they're going to be getting some more in, so if he remembers our conversation, tell him I can get him some publicity.
Sure.
You know, they look fun. Mm-hmm. I just can't see spending that kind of money on them right now.
Because they're $500 or $600, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot of money.
It is. Did you actually try them?
No, because we were just talking about it during that ride.
Okay. Well, that'll be quite interesting. All right, so we're going down the list here. Oh, yeah, that Z10 crash. I wanted to talk about that because I'd seen that video as well, and I've. Even after watching the playback on that, I'm still confused on how it happened.
So I'm not sure everyone who's watching this if
I'm gonna try to get it up,
particularly on Facebook if that's where this was published. So I captured it on Facebook and I did some editing to play it back in slow motion and. If you're not watching in slow motion, it looks like it cuts out on him.
It looks like the front end kind of drops down, right, a little bit.
Yeah. But if you look at it in slow motion, you can see that it actually starts wobbling. So
all right, let me see if I can get this up here.
What some of us think is it just he hit a bump or something happened which started a really severe wobble. And if you get a really death wobble, it can throw you off like almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got it. I have it on the screen right now. Yeah, you can.
That's the high speed, right? And then.
But I didn't see a wobble. Did you? So you see a wobble?
Yeah. And watch the second slow motion after.
I just see the nose dropping.
Really? You don't. Even on the super, when I zoom in on it, you don't see.
Oh wait, now I got the zoom coming. Okay, yeah, that's pretty nasty. So you don't think that was from speed, right? Because it didn't look like he was pushing, you know, crazy speed with that.
Well. Maybe not crazy speed, but he was. I think he was probably trying to impress whoever was filming him, and I bet he was going fairly fast.
Because like right before the fall, it almost looks like he like throws his arms up, like I don't know.
Yeah.
Like he was like recoiling for some reason.
I know.
Very weird. But
I'm just gonna go with the fact that it was a wobble, wobble induced. Who knows what caused the wobble? Mm-hmm. It was not a cutout, a classic cutout. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Yeah, Eddie did what I did, and then apparently whoever this is asked him to take it down.
Really?
But I have no problem showing it because, to me this is educational.
Yeah, sure.
To show what happens, this is a case of a bad speed wobble that can literally throw you off the wheel.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird. He had a looked like a full face helmet, but was he wearing flip flops? Did I see that correctly?
Yeah, it kind of looked like he wasn't,
Oh, wow.
and no other. It didn't look like he had a, I don't know if he was carried away in an ambulance. Did
I
you
did
see
see
that?
that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. People, there are a lot of injuries out there that we never hear about. I see posts periodically, some guy from in a hospital or saying that, oh, I haven't been around because I broke my shoulder 2 months ago. And a lot of people don't go out of the way to post to the world that they injured themselves during the EUC, but I have a feeling it happens more than we might like.
Well, you know Cliff Woods, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what video am I? He hurt himself. I think he said four weeks ago. What did he do? Did
Really?
he break his wrist or his elbow? Or yeah, he hurt himself pretty seriously. He commented on one of my videos. I don't know if I can find it, but yeah, he hurt himself. I guess
Wow.
he didn't have full gear on or something. Let's see if I can find that.
Don't know. Sometimes I kind of wish I didn't know about these things because it kind of makes you wonder if you're playing a roll of the dice every single time you go out and ride.
Well, it's probably true to some degree. Let me see if I can find this.
I do try and ride defensively and gear up most of the time.
Well, I read about on one of the one wheel forums I'm on, someone, got hit by a car, and it just, I mean, people just don't pay attention, especially with the proliferation of everyone being, hypnotized by their phone, 24/7.
Oh,
They
yeah.
can't put it down, and just very, very dangerous. All right, let's see here.
Yeah, when I was up in San Francisco, just after we met up with some people, like within a half an hour, one of the guys who had left, he got hit by a car.
How bad?
Pretty bad. I posted a picture later with a bunch of screws in the bones of his knee,
Oh my goodness.
and he had protection on, but that was a case of a car pulling in front of him, taking a left turn in front of him, and through an intersection he was going through.
Oh wow.
I still think those kind of injuries could probably be avoided if you were a little more of a defensive rider.
And
I mean,
give yourself, like a barrier,
I'm not gonna, I'll never cruise through an intersection
without looking.
with, well, yeah, or with any traffic in motion,
Right.
I'm not going to cruise through an intersection at 20 miles an hour where a car could decide to make a left turn and I'm screwed.
Right. Okay, I just found Cliff's situation. He said he was riding without his elbow pads and had a fall, and he broke his left elbow to the point where they had to put it back together with steel plate and screws.
Wow.
So that was a bad one. Wow.
Well,
Yep.
so was he going to give up writing? Some people give up writing after that.
He didn't know. He just said he learned his lesson about always have, the full safety gear on. So.
Well, I think particularly guys who are heavier too. Cliff is on the heavier side, if I recall. That mass times speed, right? Energy. I'm on the lighter side. I'm in kind of ideal weight, I think, for my height. So I think that helps when you crash. I mean, I've had a couple pretty bad falls, which have really took the breath out of me and really, twist, like stretched my muscles. And one I'm thinking of where I sideswiped some bushes, the pedals got caught, so I got thrown off sideways and landed on my side and took the breath out of, this happened last summer, I think, took the breath out of me. Felt like my groin had got stretched and
Oh,
You
wow.
know, I was sore for a month afterwards. I felt it, but I didn't break anything. I can imagine if I weighed 50 pounds heavier, you know, if I had a lot more mass on me, I could have broken things. And
Yep.
you know, and I work out. I'm still pretty active in the gym, so I feel pretty fit. But you know, there's a lot of people who are riding, and so if they have a fall, I think that might be the difference between breaking things and just getting bruised.
Yeah, bad things happen.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of your other notes, so you canceled your Cogswell group ride because you canceled it. Why? Because you're sick, or just that you just happened to get sick after the fact?
Oh, yeah, just mentioning that. I had a Cogswell ride. This is an epic trail, mountain trail ride in Southern California. I think it's the best in all of Southern California that I've ever ridden.
That's
It's
not the
about a
one. That's not the one where you got like lost before. Not lost, but your monster died. And really,
Well, it didn't die, but I died
you
physically, and I had to leave it.
yes,
Yeah,
right.
that was Cogswell,
Okay.
and me and Jeff went back earlier in the year, in the spring, and we successfully navigated it,
Really.
and it was like a 45-mile ride that day, but some of it, I won't go into details, but some of it was extra riding we didn't really have to do. So it's like a 30-plus mile ride in the mountains where you're going up about 4,500 feet, and you're back where at some point, if you have a failure, you're about a 15-mile hike out. That wouldn't be very fun, but
Well, what wheel did you use when you successfully completed it?
the ACM.
Okay.
And yesterday I was gonna do it with my M Super X with the new side pads from UC Guy,
I see.
which I've already tried those out, and they work great, but this is going to be a perfect opportunity to have a long ride really making use of them. But yeah, Southern California, I can plan events 2 months from now, and you don't even think about the weather. But come winter time, you have to think a little bit more about it. So it totally caught me by surprise. Friday afternoon, I think I happened to glance at the weather and I saw raindrops for Saturday, and I thought, whoa, rain Saturday? And yeah, so I had to cancel, and sure enough, it actually did rain. And then I got a cold Friday night too. I started coming down with a cold, and so I think it all worked out for the best.
I didn't realize that's why you canceled, because of the rain.
Yeah, it
Okay.
would not, trust me, when you go up into the mountains, it's you don't want to be up there when it's raining, because you're in the clouds at that point, and it's freezing and it's miserable.
You know what? I just realized when we were talking about your InMotion hover shoes, it would be a good time for me to show this little bit of that video that you had here, because I didn't realize that that was one of the things
Oh,
that you had a
yeah.
video of. Let me see if I can get that on here.
Just the beginning, it shows if you fast forward just a little bit, you might even catch that that guy falling. It's kind of
Yeah,
funny.
I'm not sure how I didn't see this. Well, I see a guy on a one wheel right now.
Yeah. There's just some intro shots and stuff, but probably a couple minutes in is when we start riding. And right at that point, this guy does a fall.
I see you guys talking.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're back to riding. Yeah, video is cool. I mean, the 360 video is
Definitely. Pretty watchable, right?
Oh, it is, yeah, totally. So you didn't ask anybody to hop on the 360, or I'm sorry, on the one wheel, so you give it a try?
You know, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh,
did you have your monster selfie stick with? Because some of these shots look awful high. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nine foot.
That's insane.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys were... Oh, there's... Okay, here, we're in the dirt. I see the dirt pass, dirt piles. Oh, yeah. He did a nosedive coming off the sidewalk. It does happen.
Rode onto his back. Have you done one of those?
No, I've never nosedived my one wheel.
Well, you gotta go on those dirt paths so you can experience that.
Yeah.
Wear a backpack because it looks like that's probably a good rollover on your back. It helps, right?
Well, it probably protects from concussions too, from hitting the back of your head, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, these guys are good riders, though, the one wheelers.
Yeah. Hmm. So.
I'll have to watch this whole video then later. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the 360, and so I got this 360. It was a birthday present from my wife, with strong hints from me that I wanted it, right? Mm-hmm. But I knew that they were coming out with a new one, like within a week after my birthday, and of course they did. And the new one is 5.7K. And
oh, you mentioned that. What? That's the X, I guess. Instant 360X, okay.
Yeah, so it's much better.
5.7K? So it's above 4K resolution.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the file sizes that you're dealing with. That would be insane. Well,
it's like the GoPro Fusion is 5.7K, which is arguably considered the best prosumer 360 camera out there. It costs $600-$700, I think. For the GoPro Fusion.
Really?
But it takes 5.7K, but remember 5.7K is for 360 degrees.
Right.
So you're not getting a 4K video even at that. The bottom line is that, but if you look at any GoPro Fusion videos, they look pretty nice. Mm-hmm. The resolution is definitely nicer than what you just saw from mine. Mm-hmm. And this new version has that kind of resolution, plus more features and other stuff, and interchangeable battery, and I'm gonna get it, but that'll be on my Christmas list. So, a couple months, I'll get that one.
So the whole selfie stick thing, how it makes the selfie stick disappear? Does it just do that, or do you have to actually mark it on the screen?
Yeah,
it just does it. Okay,
automatically. Hmm. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I love it. And particularly if you have it on a 10-foot pole. Mm-hmm. It gives a great, like a drone shot almost. You know, it's a nice effect.
Does it also shoot up? Like you can see like the clouds in the sky? I mean, like how?
It's 360.
Okay.
Three everywhere.
Like how many cameras, can you, when you look at it, how many cameras are on the device?
Two lenses.
Really? Wow.
Each lens is a dome for 180 degrees, mm-hmm. and then it stitches them together, and then the lenses are, they're kind of offset, so one is here and one is here. Mm-hmm. They must do that to facilitate eliminating the seam between the different videos that they put together. Mm-hmm. It's magic.
So how have you been liking this, the 9-foot selfie stick? Because I know I have like a 5-footer, and that it feels too long at times. I can't imagine a 9 or a 10-foot selfie stick.
It's very, very doable actually. Once you get used to it.
Really?
The one I had, it's a carbon fiber, so it's very lightweight, and there are times when you can grab it in the middle, so mm-hmm. that you got, mine's 9 feet actually, so you got 4.5 feet behind, 4.5 feet in front, mm-hmm. for some stuff, you can do that to minimize how long that pole is sticking out in front of you, but I don't know, works good for me, but maybe if 5 foot bugs you, it's probably not something you'd, you're not a big selfie stick guy anyway.
No, but I mean, you I guess you have to be very aware, you know, of your surroundings when you're wielding a
yes.
foot selfie stick.
Yeah, when you're riding around people, you basically just raise it up at an angle so it's above people. Mm-hmm. Just like in that video you saw, you saw maybe some of the guys were going, looked like they ran underneath me in a way. So.
Mm-hmm. Super cool. Oh, so this was news to me. Again, I did not see this announcement, but you said that Gateway officially stopped producing the ACM?
Yeah, couldn't believe it. Someone made a post that they couldn't find it anymore, or Jason stopped selling it, or it wasn't on the website anymore. Mm-hmm. And then later, Jason chimed in, and yeah, they've ended Gateway end of life the wheel. It's depressing in a way. It's sad. I mean, that's what I keep telling people, that's the best all-around wheel. Mm-hmm. Some people, probably sounds reasonable, think that Gateway probably originally ordered, you know, a boatload of shells, right, components. Mm-hmm. And once they ran out of them, they stopped making it. Mm-hmm. instead of ordering more shells.
So their 16-inch wheel right now is the Tesla, and that's it, right?
That's it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. So there's no long-range 16-inch wheels now available.
I wonder if they plan to try to put more batteries in a Tesla.
I don't know. Somehow the Tesla, I suppose, but it doesn't feel like it would be right with the Tesla, the way
the shape.
It's kind of a, yeah, mm-hmm. that they would do that. Hmm. But it's been a while since they've come out with a brand new form factor. Mm-hmm. So maybe they will be coming out with another 16-inch wheel in the next 6 months that'll have that 1600 watt hour battery again, because man, that, for me to be able to take my ACM and go for a 50 mile ride, it's just so nice. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think did with our last show, did we talk about how we're doing the Kingsong 18XL?
Yeah.
Did we talk about that last show? I don't remember. Okay.
Pretty sure we did. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's going to be, you know, like finally a contender for the Gateway wheels, you know, finally. So.
Of course, Kingsong's had the 18S, mm-hmm. which is a 1600, almost 1700 watt hour battery for a long time. But that's kind of a quirky.
It is.
Shell, you know, it's so tall, and it's kind of it's not a guarantee that you're going to like that wheel.
And it's a 67 volt wheel.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's great that the 18L is going to be available. Look forward to seeing that. I haven't really, it's been a couple of weeks now, and Jason indicated he had a tracking number, so he must have it in house by now. Wonder when he's going to send it out.
Well, I was under the impression that it was already sent to New York, but I haven't heard anything from Chris. You know, Chris Yim, that they've gotten it yet, but yeah, no. I have no idea time-wise how long it's going to be.
I anticipate having it, if it's truly going out, fairly soon. That'll be a December wheel for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm sure
I get it.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, the last show we talked a lot about your Z10, and I saw you mention in the notes, you know, I know I've seen Ian's videos. I haven't seen Ulf. How do you say his name properly? It's not Ulf. It's Elf, I think, or
I'm not sure.
Elf or whatever.
Elf, yeah, I'm not sure, but.
But I guess it's about the commentary, how they still aren't all that thrilled with the way that it handles, I guess, basically. I know that's Ian's thing.
Yeah, it's really, really surprising. I would have thought Ian would have loved a wheel, and sounds like his wheel is the MSX. He really likes that, and sounds like he likes the Z10, but I get the impression he could take it or leave it. Boy, I think it's a great wheel. And we're mirroring your name if you ever see this. But anyway, yeah, he had one for, I think he said 10 days. And it's like he says, I don't get what all the commotion's about. What's the big deal about this wheel? And I have such a fun time. I was writing my video I just posted, the 360 video today. Mm-hmm. That was on the Z10.
Oh.
I don't know. The Z10 is still, I'm grabbing that more than any other wheel still right now.
Really?
I love it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't get, yeah. So I'm thinking the Z10 is, I don't know, maybe it's kind of like the Kingsong 18S. Some people love it, some people hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are indifferent to it. So maybe the Z10 is kind of the same way. So maybe I need to temper my recommendation, because maybe, you might get that wheel and kind of be disappointed.
I guess you haven't gotten any firmware updates to fix like that momentary on press for the power button? That annoying unexplainable feature?
they have pushed out a couple. I think I've updated my firmware twice, but nothing that does anything that I care about particularly.
And you also mentioned how you're seeing a lot more interest in 100-volt wheels. In what regard? What do you mean?
Just commentary. A lot of, particularly on Facebook, a lot of commentary, people just talking about how fast is a 100-volt MSX, or the Monster.
I did see that thread about, the one guy was asking, he wanted speed. The highest speed wheel, and I guess your overall recommendation was a 100-volt Monster.
Right, yeah.
Just because it would be the most stable wheel at speed, although going 40 miles an hour on a wheel is never a good idea, I don't think.
Yeah. Ever since I got the Z10, I don't think voltage is everything.
Right,
Because the Z10 is a 58-volt wheel. Mm-hmm. It can go 28 miles an hour. The first Gateway wheel that could go those kind of speeds was an 84-volt wheel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're using voltage to get the higher speeds. Mm-hmm. Ninebot has clearly demonstrated it's possible to do that with 58 volts. I bet they could do 35 miles per hour if they wanted to with different, more engineering. So I don't think we need to go 100 volts, 120 volts, 140. I don't think we need to be chasing voltage for more powerful wheels.
Well, I remember a while ago you said that you thought it was kind of like a PR thing more than anything, just bigger numbers. People are driven by bigger numbers, whether it has a noticeable gain or not.
And I think it's cheap engineering. I mean, clearly, the higher voltage does give Gateway higher speeds on the wheels, but I think it's just cheap engineering. Hey, increase the voltage to the motor, and we can get higher RPMs, and we don't have to change, fundamentally, we don't have to change anything else in a wheel. But I think if you have the engineering talent, my understanding is Gateway does not have a deep engineering bench, so to speak, versus a company like Ninebot or even Kingsong. I really get the impression Kingsong has more engineering talent than Gateway does. So I don't know. That's my my impression. I have no desire to get any 100-volt wheels.
Well, plus with someone like you who you know is really interested in range, that's another drawback of the 100-volt wheels is they generally have smaller packs. So
yeah, you know. Exactly.
Now the new 100-volt Monster, is that, do you know what the battery size is on that one?
This V2 that we've been hearing that we no.
Okay.
I'm kind of going to assume it's the same as the current 100-volt, which is what, 1,200-1,300 watt hours, I think.
I think so. Hmm. Yeah, that's a real drawback, I think, with especially with a wheel like that. That you, you know, you want to cruise on to you know, have a pack that size.
I do think the V2, I wouldn't swear to it, but I thought the V2 was still going to be available in 2,400 watt hour.
Mm.
I thought the main thing is it was a 2,500 watt motor, so it was more powerful motor.
I did see that, yeah.
Maybe they have beefier mechanics on the axle so that it doesn't start getting loose.
Yeah.
The loose pedals.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So.
Oh, so
but, okay. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, Derek was asking about a link for your selfie stick. Do you have it in your video description, I would assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the last two or three videos on my channel. There's a link.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice. The only downside, which I was a little disappointed when I first got it, is you can't, it's either collapsed like this or it's 9 feet long. There's no intermediate.
You're kidding.
No.
Mine has like, my 5 footer has like three different latches so I can go, you know, up to five or any distance in between. That's crazy.
There's no latches. So it just, each segment wedges against the adjacent segments, and that's how it forms. But I think part of that is, you end up with a really light stick because there's no mechanics, there's no latches.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was kind of initially I was disappointed because I thought, well, there are some situations where 5 feet would be enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then I figured out if I can grab the stick halfway at the halfway point and it's still pretty usable.
Mm-hmm.
When you're holding it midway, but that's just something to be aware of for that particular stick.
I'm surprised because I thought like all those sticks were similar, where you know you had varying distance. I had no idea that it was either the whole 9 foot or nothing. Interesting.
Chris just bought one. Chris House of Job.
Yeah.
Chris. He just got a GoPro Fusion, by the way.
Mm.
So you're gonna start. And he pushed out a 360 video of him in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought a 10-foot, he said it's a 10-foot pole, but that has the latches.
Oh.
But if you look at that pole compared to the one I'm using, it just looks like it's probably going to weigh a lot more.
I bet.
Believe me, if you're holding a 9-10-foot pole with a camera at the end, mm-hmm. Even this little camera, this little guy weighs a lot when it's out 9 feet in front of you.
Yeah. No, that would be a pain.
Yeah.
So CC Chudkowski says that we are tuned into EUC companies. Well, maybe Marty more than me. He asks, for the upcoming year 2019, do we see improvements on new wheels? Improvements or new wheels coming from Gotway or Kingsong? And that's one of the notes that you said that was the only thing that we're aware of on the horizon is the Kingsong 18XL. But I have not heard of any other rumors of new wheels. I don't know if you have, Marty.
No. Well, so we have the Monster V2.
Right, the Monster.
But these are all kind of like refinements. They Gotway came out with the MSX, which is a tweaked version of the M Super V3.
Yeah, they're iterations on current wheels.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard any rumors of anything new from Kingsong, from Gotway, in motion.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just in a bit of a lull, right? The Z10 realistically is pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
the MSX essentially is brand new too, right?
Right.
The L has only been out for a month or two. I mean, yeah, I think we're in for kind of a dry spell. That's my impression. Might be the springtime before we hear of anything. But Gateway, see, Kingsong, they tend to publicize their upcoming wheels ahead of time, like the 18L.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that that was coming about a year ago.
Yeah, and Gateway's the opposite. Right. They just like, you know, yeah, tomorrow, they, hey, here's a new wheel.
Exactly. Even the dealers like Jason, E-Wheels, they're kept in the dark for the most part. Then all of a sudden, they'll come out with a new version. If you go to the Chinese websites, you can see models coming from Gateway that you're not even aware of. Like there's a blue version. I think it's a blue version of the MCM5. I think someone said it was called Rhythm and Blues.
Really?
And it's a really beautiful blue.
So they do that just for certain foreign markets, or
I don't know. It's like they're producing all these different wheels. And I remember they produced special versions of the ACM for the Korean market. So yeah, Gateway is a big. They're just churning out wheels all the time. So I don't think we're gonna have to wait till next spring for a new wheel from Gateway. But I'm looking forward to it, and the fact they formally ended the ACM2 line, I really hope that means they do have something coming out pretty soon, mm-hmm. with, you know, high capacity 16-inch wheel.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. Derek in the chat, it's interesting, I never heard this description, but he says that he feels lag on his 84. I guess he has an 84 and a 100-volt monster, so he has a large investment in Gateway products there. But he says he feels more lag on his 84-volt monster than he does on his 100.
Wow.
I'm not sure what he means by lag.
Hopefully probably slower acceleration, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Maybe.
On cold but, mornings.
Wow. Now, when the MSX came out, there were guys that, like in San Francisco, when I was up visiting them, that was right in that time frame. Kevin, he'd got a 100-volt MSX, and his impression was that it had lower.
I heard the same thing.
Lower low speed torque.
Right.
Than the 84-volt.
But higher top end.
Yeah, which kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's a perfect test case. Someone that actually has two versions of the same wheel to be able to say what the difference is. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious, Derek. How comes you kept both monsters? I would think with what they cost, you know, one or the other would probably be sufficient. Wow.
Unless he likes to take long rides, so he keeps his 84 volt for that.
Oh yeah, that's true. Maybe. That's crazy. All right, so I'm looking at some of these other videos we got in the list here, Marty. What is Sparks? What's that video?
Well, you gotta look at it.
All right. Am I gonna be scared or what?
No, that's kind of cool. Cool right. Little video.
Let's check it out.
By the way, people who tuned in late, I'm fighting a cold. That's why I sound pretty crappy right now.
What is this? What is the guy doing? Okay, so he has metal gloves, evidently. Those must be like motorcycle gloves, I assume.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, though, huh?
No, that's different. What is he on, an M Super? Yeah, yeah, he is. Wow. He's flexible. More flexible than me.
Yeah, he must be cruising, though.
Wow. That's crazy. I have not seen that. All right.
He's got some good R-rated music that's going along with it.
I did hear the R-rated music. Please, please, please excuse the language. Now the stream's going to be demonetized. All right, I want to see this other one too. This Monster Jumps, Massive Monster Jumps.
So this is by Will. I've ridden with him a couple of times. He's in Orange County. He's about 15 miles south of me, so don't get together very often. But Will is a wild man with the wheel. He does stuff with the Monster, which is unbelievable. And this is just some examples of,
stuff,
of the stuff that he does. It's just amazing. There are two videos there.
Yeah.
And there's even more videos of him doing jumps like that.
Does he have to, like, tighten his axle bolts every week? Or, I mean...
Oh, he's taken that part. He's melted the control boards because he's done all kinds of wild stuff with it. But
really?
if you saw him in person riding, he's like an animal. I mean, he just rides up hills and jumps. He loves to jump. So every bump, curb you can imagine, he'll go out of his way to jump.
Oh my God.
He's pretty insane.
Is that? Oh, he has a white shelled monster. Looks like he has a white shell. Or he painted it. Oh my God.
Pretty impressive jumps, though, huh?
That's insane because, you know, like my thing with the Monster, I wonder, do you know, is that an 84 or 100 volt?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's an 84.
I mean, he must do something to get his legs locked in because, you know, you and I both know with the Monster, to get it to accelerate and brake hard, I mean, you got to really, really lean into
it. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Wow.
He does this all the time, so I think he's built up the techniques. I've seen outtakes where he does not do a successful landing.
I mean, there has to be something he's using to lock his legs into the wheel. I mean, to be that high, he has to be locked in with something. I can't believe he could just squeeze that and stay on there. That's nuts. Wow.
It's amazing. Hmm. He's the master of the jumps, I tell you.
Yeah.
I gotta get down and ride with him again. Soon.
Yeah, I want to see you trying some of those moves, Marty.
No, never, but I like riding with him because I see what he does with the Monster and I think, yeah, I don't think my Monster is going to fall apart anytime soon.
Yeah, that is amazing. Wow.
The Monster actually it's a pretty robust wheel and I don't think they've failed very often.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the wheels, I mean, I think they have loose pedal syndrome.
Yeah, the axle nuts, right. That's the big thing. Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't think they've really melted down or cut out in people. It's actually a very reliable wheel. I haven't had any problems with mine, except, you know, the loose nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But electronics, it's a sound wheel.
I had the video on the screen about what a cop's trying to ride an EUC.
Yeah, this is another funny video. I guess some cop pulled over a guy, you know, to find out, hey, what is that thing? And he wanted to see if he could ride it, I guess.
There's a whole bunch of people. Where is...
That's not the cop video, but that's just a...
Oh, what is this?
This is in New York. Tashawn and his wife are in this video. That's his wife.
Oh, okay.
The red jacket.
Is that her? Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. Looks like her.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, the black guy who's filming this, he's the guy that shot that video of the Z10. Remember going on the side of a path and he hit a bump or something?
Yeah.
And
he
shot that video. And I just kind of liked this video too. I thought it was a cool video.
Mm-hmm. So he obviously has an Insta360 as well?
Yes, I think he does.
Hmm. Wow. Oh, yeah, that is Sean's wife.
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't see Sean in here, though. I don't know where he's at.
No. So, let's see. So that wasn't the... CopTrader. I
Anything
wonder. Oh, you know what? I think you have the same link in there twice for the cop video. That's why.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all right. Yep.
Oh well.
No, it's all right.
Yeah. It's a fun video. It's on the forum too. It's maybe posted there first. So guy, a cop, this whole set get up, and he's hanging onto a fence, riding the, trying to ride around. He was actually doing pretty good for a guy that's never been on a wheel before.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more concerned with I mean, I've been lucky here where I live that I've never had any hassle, but I keep reading stuff. I've read a lot of stuff in the one wheel groups about people getting hassled, riding on the road on their one wheel. And
Really?
yeah, I read something about a guy in Illinois that the cop said if they see him on the road again, they're going to confiscate his board and he's fined, I don't, a couple hundred
Wow.
dollars. Yeah. Because I guess the cop was saying because it's you can't have a vehicle on the road unless it's registered and has, full lights and all that kind of crap.
Oh,
So,
come on. That's
yeah.
BS. I mean,
It just sounded like a cop with a, with an attitude, but
yeah, because what's the difference between that and a skateboard, the scooters, they're all allowed on bicycle lanes,
I know.
and if anything, they're supposed to not be on sidewalks, but they're supposed to be on the streets.
Well, I think the backstory was this guy said that it was the complaint came from one of his neighbors that didn't like that they had to wait a split second to make a left-hand turn because he had his one wheel in the road or just, I mean, people are ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry.
So you've never gotten hassled out there in California?
Once I was pulled over by a cop on a side street near the beach, but it had nothing to do with the fact that I was at the EOC. Was the fact that I rode through a couple stop signs. You say it's saying, basically. He was treating me like a bicyclist that, you're supposed to, I could give you a ticket for just blasting through stop signs. And I think I don't know if California passed this law yet, but there, I think it was California or maybe out some other state that trying to change the laws so bicyclists don't actually have to stop at stop signs. They can roll. Do a slow roll through because you're on a bicycle. Realistically, you can look both ways and see that there are any cars coming. You shouldn't have to actually physically stop and put a foot on the ground at every stop sign, right?
Well, down here, road biking is, there's a lot of road biking groups down here, and there's multiple issues, I guess, where residents, there's 85% old people down here, where I live, but they're getting all pissed off because a lot of these bike groups, they ride in long bike lines. You've seen like these lines of, 10, 15 bikers, and they would just be blowing through intersections, none of them stopping, and I guess people are getting all
Right.
uptight about that.
Well, give it a handful more years, Duff, and you'll be one of those old people.
Yeah, hey, I already got my AARP card, Do you have yours yet, Marty, or do you refuse it out of principle?
Oh wait, you did just turn 50, right?
I'll be 51 in December, yeah.
Oh, I thought I was. Well, maybe you did just turn 50, but my mind
Time flies.
time flies, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay, no, I don't. There's no. I can't see any benefit to getting one at this point
Well, I
until
see
I'm
the.
actually retired. I don't know.
Well, I do have one, and I noticed like one of my perks was I get 10% off at Carrabba's. I get discounted movie tickets and all kinds of stuff.
Oh God! I thought usually the movie tickets and stuff are like when you're 55 or even 60. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it depends, but I think if you got an AARP card, it's kind of your magic ticket for some things like that.
That's funny. So you're paying for that. How much does it cost?
It wasn't that much, like maybe $20 a year or something like that. Not much. I think I to save money, I did like a 3-year membership or a 4-year, I don't know.
I don't know, Duff. I wouldn't say that too loud. It just that's a AARP member.
Yeah, I know. Well, it seems kind of surreal that, that's even a reality, but it is,
How
unfortunately.
about how is Sydney a member yet?
No, she's only 48. She's going to be 49 this upcoming week, actually, so not
Only
quite
end
yet.
up pretty close though.
Yeah, she's
She's
getting there.
marking the calendar when she can get her AARP card,
Oh, I signed her up. Like when you sign up, you can include someone on the
Really?
membership. Yeah, so she signed up even though she's only 48. So yeah.
That's hilarious.
So I'm looking at my list here. That one of the I don't have a lot of things on it, but one of the things I asked about was the whole tariffs thing,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the effect that it's having on the prices of stuff, because most of the things that we ride are made in China. And there's been a pretty dramatic increase in pricing, even though, like, for Jason, for example, I know he's kind of like splitting the difference, I guess he
Right,
said.
right.
But like the mystery device that I'm going to be getting in a few weeks,
Right.
that costs another $300 or $400 more than it did prior to the tariffs. So,
Really, 300 to 400. That's a chunk of change.
yeah, no kidding.
Well,
So I'm curious how people like if it's reshaping what people are buying or if they're holding off, with the thoughts that the tariffs are going to be reduced in the future. Who knows?
that boy, that's a problem because, EU sees it as pretty addicting. Right, and it's almost like it's not quite enough money to really keep you from getting that wheel that you really want, right? But all I can say is I'm really glad I've already bought my 10 wheels, because that would add up over 10 wheels if I had to be paying that initial fee. Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to last.
Yeah, because I think it equated to somewhere around 15% increase in price. So yeah, that's pretty significant on a bigger ticket item like that.
And the wheels, they're all getting more expensive, right?
Oh
I
yeah.
mean,
Well, didn't you say the new Kingsong, the 18XL, is going to, what'd you say, $2,200 was what it was posted
yeah,
for?
I thought $2,200, which is insane.
That's less than what my Monster cost, or more than what my Monster cost, 2 years ago.
Yeah, right. I'd be hard pressed to spend that much money. I mean, the MSX is a pricey wheel too, though. That's like 1900 and change. That's before the tariff. So
Oh, wow. That's over
maybe
2 grand
it's,
too.
yeah. Yeah, they're expensive.
I'm just hopping on e-wheels quick. I'm looking at what the going rate is in some of these wheels. Because I guess if he's had it in stock already, you're not hit by that. But anything that he's ordering, you're going to get hammered. Kingsong 18S, 2 grand for that. Yeah, 16S is about, I think the 16S's were $1,200, weren't they? This is $1,299.
Okay. The 16S. Boy, that sounds like a steal now, doesn't it?
$1,299, yeah.
That's a pretty pretty good price. But boy, I remember most when all wheels were below like 1500. It
Yeah,
seems.
1500 was the top end. Like, he doesn't even have an MSX listed on his site right now.
Really?
Nope. I see the M Super V3 S Plus is the only M Super he has on there right now. And it's out of stock, and it's $1,900 for that.
That's odd. And he's not selling the ACM too? I don't
ACM?
see that.
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
And it's blue. A blue ACM 2. $1,600 for that. Yep. Wow.
Well,
Interesting.
Is Cindy on the way home, I guess? She says she's on her way home.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to show up so I can take a quick bathroom break.
So she's watching this on the... She's streaming while she's driving or something?
She must have it playing on her phone, probably. Oh. I imagine. Hopefully she's not watching it and she's just listening to it. We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate she commented on how I sound bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the cold's getting worse. I'm pretty sure I'm going to take tomorrow off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got sick days. Might as well use them.
Yeah, I got like... We get sick days in terms of hours. I have about 350 hours booked for
what?
Sick.
Oh, my God.
So, wow. So yeah.
Is it one of those deals where, like, when you retire, you actually get that back, or you just, if you don't use it, you lose it?
So get this. So I work for Boeing, and it's just like a typical other large, you know, Fortune, probably like a Fortune 100 company. So if I quit, probably if they lay me off too, but let's say I quit, I get all my vacation hours. At my current hourly rate, whatever that is, okay? If I retire, you would think, wouldn't you kind of think that if you retire that it would be worse? You know, you're retiring, right? Kind of like,
sure.
Hey, pat on the back, you know, thanks for working all these years. No, they give you half of your vacation, half of your sick leave that's still there. They only gave you half of it, and they cap it at $40 an hour, right?
But if you quit, you get the full.
But if you quit, you get all of it at your total, at your whole hourly rate. So
how can that be? That doesn't make any sense.
I know, but that's the way it is. So yeah, in a way, I'm gonna try and burn through as much sick leave as I can.
Oh yeah, you might as well. Wow.
I retire in about 4 years, so I have so much. Yeah, I can, and I get 80 hours every year. I get 80 additional hours.
Oh,
for
wow!
Sick.
You get 2 weeks of sick every year. That's nice. That's very generous.
And then I get I'm at the high end since I've been working there so long. I get almost 23 days of vacation too. So.
Yeah, I get between 3 and 4 weeks of vacation where I'm at, so that's nice. But I'm salaried, so I don't accrue sick or anything. I just, if you're sick, you take off, and you know.
Well, I'm salaried too, but they still limit you. So you mean you could take off a month's sick leave and?
Well, no, I guess they would draw the line at a certain point. You'd have to take short-term disability, but I mean, I've never had that situation.
Well, that's nice then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who said you look over 50?
No, he asked how old I was. Oh. Like, you don't ask a woman that.
Can you sit down so I can pee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I was talking. Yeah. Trust me, I'm sitting here fuming on my drive.
So.
I'm here.
Cindy, can you hear me?
Yes. You think I look over 50?
No. So. I wasn't asking you how old you were. See,
you
it's okay
asked for, him.
It's okay for a guy to ask another
listening.
Guy.
I'm proud of my age. It's okay.
No,
I don't mind. I'm proud of it.
No, I was just asking, I guess maybe I did ask how old you were because I was curious, when are you going to get AARP? So Duff said you're on his card actually now, so you have the benefit.
Oh, just because but I'm... military veteran, so I get more discounts, I think, than he does anyway. So,
okay,
with that, so it's not going to change then. When I think a few things change, like you get hotel things and nice sticker on your car, and people know you if you drive bad, it's okay because you're over a certain age, so you know, stuff like that.
Okay,
yeah,
well, you don't look 50, you don't look anything.
That's
like
okay,
50, so.
I'm okay. I'm like. I'll be 49 Wednesday. I don't care when I'm 50. You know, every year is an accomplishment. It's all good. He's the one who doesn't like to get older. I'm like,
all right.
Still here. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're
Am I allowed to ask how old you are? Because I don't know. You have really good skin, so I have not.
Oh, I'm 58.
Good
58.
job! Good
Yeah.
job! One thing I have to say is I witnessed cyclists, really good experienced cyclists, get hit by vehicles when I was delivering mail. I don't agree with going through a stop sign in any situation. If you have wheels, you need to follow the rules. That's just my opinion because I've witnessed stuff.
Well, okay.
I know you're not gonna.
I won't do it when I'm around you then.
But the
Okay.
thing of it is, you're on a vehicle. You're on a vehicle that can go. Yeah, I made that. Well, he made it, and I painted it. You got to bring it closer for the detail. Nobody can see. Look at that detail. Wait, which this way?
So that's printed, 3D printed,
3D
maybe?
printed. You can see the bottom. It was that color, solid white.
Okay, then you painted, you did all the
I
artwork.
did the artwork. Yeah. And
Cool.
there's eyeballs and everything. There's a little hologram paint. I did some spiders and some creepy eyes and
Does it
took 82 hours to print.
yeah.
light up as well?
No,
Okay.
I need a hollow one for Christmas so I can stick some lights in it, make it active. You know, this one I could have put like some kind of lights, but those are pearls that I painted to make them look creepy. Can you
What do you,
see?
yeah, it
What?
looks
What?
great.
Wait, there we go.
What do you, what is it, where does it go? What is it,
It's just a statue.
just a statue?
Yeah.
It's the three, it's called the three wise skulls.
You know, speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil.
Yeah,
The
okay.
monkeys.
Right.
I like when the monkeys do it. But
Right.
I just want you to be safe. You run in stop signs, trust me, people are
Well,
already in vehicles running stop signs, and that's why they say it, because you really, the car's gonna win in the
No.
fight.
What I'm saying is, you run a stop sign when there's no cars.
Yeah, but you're
If you're
not
on a
always
bicycle and there,
100% sure that there's no, but you have no eyes on both sides of your head. You're not a frog. You cannot totally see both
well,
ways at that time because the EUCs go fast. And, you know, he's going 26 away. You're going through a stop sign at that speed. There is no way you have enough time to turn your head left and right. No way. Prove me
no, I,
wrong in a video, but, you know, whatever.
yeah,
I'm a big mom, okay? I like to
At
take care of people
intersections,
on the
I would
road.
only go be going maybe 10 miles an hour through an
But
intersection.
see, then
So,
you'd have to say, if you're not going at a slower speed,
well, you
you
don't
know
have
what I
to
mean?
stop
You
completely.
don't have to stop
No, I
completely,
don't have
but
to slow.
I can
I don't have
understand it
to be able to.
because I'll say this much. For someone who doesn't balance well, I really hated getting off and on it. So I would definitely would prefer that it was okay to roll through a stop sign, but I still believe it's unsafe, if that makes any sense. I can
Yeah.
understand the desire to do it because getting on and off an EUC is definitely not easy for me. But,
Right.
you know, for you guys, you can hop on and off. So I think you guys should stop.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree.
I'm excited about what? Something? Oh, I thought I was on. I'm
No,
like,
you just say you're excited. Don't say
I'm
you're
ex
embarrassed.
because I don't know what's happening. I'm not excited. Okay, I'm totally calm.
Yeah, you add a whole nother level of energy to this live stream.
Oh my God, I can see myself on the delay. What the frig? Look at me. Oh my God. Oh, look at my calm face. Okay, sorry. Hope everybody's doing well. I hope Clay made it back somewhere safe. I saw him try. I was ready to go find him if bring him a pizza, the poor thing. Always carry a raincoat. All right.
Nice seeing you.
Bye.
Bye.
What's that?
Stephanie. Say hi to Stephanie.
Yeah, I saw Stephanie earlier. Hi, hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Tell her
Yeah.
say hi to the girls.
Okay.
Tell her Cindy says hi.
Cindy says hi. She'll hear you. All right. What's that?
Like, no, there's other chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right?
There are. Yep. All right. So, Marty, what else do we have here to cover? I don't know.
Probably
I think I've shown all your videos.
caught up most of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We actually didn't get a whole lot of chat questions today.
Were you unfortunately, I was ignoring chat a lot.
No, I've been
Did
watching
you?
it.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, yeah, not a whole lot of chat stuff going on. One thing in the future that Marty and I talked about, it'd be good, like, if we try to maybe collect questions in advance, you know, maybe have them emailed in or something like that. You know, 'cause some people don't necessarily have a chance to sit in on the stream, but it would, you know, give us stuff to
Right.
address and talk about, so.
Yeah, hopefully, well, we might have lost some podcast subscribers over the last couple broadcasts because of the crappy audio, but do you know any, you have any insight into how many people have like got downloaded the podcast version?
Yeah, you just mentioned that. Or you mentioning that just made me think about that. No, I have not checked, but I do want to check it. And that if anything makes me happy about this episode is that it sounds good. Now, our
Yeah.
I think we got the bugs worked out that it'll sound good from here on out. So.
Yes, I think so. That's nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, maybe that'll be it for the day. I'm starting to feel even worse with my cold.
Yeah.
Getting close to the coughing fit stage, which is never fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. All right, well,
Yeah.
hopefully you recover. Hopefully you get to use up some sick time.
Yeah, I think so.
But you better not be riding while you're sick. I would never do that.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
So, okay. All right, well, thanks everybody
All
for
right,
tuning
Ken.
in.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Take care, Duff.
All right. Bye.
Bye.